You have a person who wants to get healthy and they go to the gym. This person goes to the gym and they spend all of their time walking on the treadmill, and I say walking, 2 miles an hour, maybe 1.5, and high-fiving friends, having conversations, and going and getting smoothies from the smoothie spot. But they go regularly. They go 2 times a week, 3 times a week, and that's their gym routine. After 6 months, they've been going consistently to the gym, but they don't see the results that they're looking for. What advice would you have for this person? Seriously, what advice would you guys have for them? Like, what's missing from their, they're consistent, they're going, but they're not seeing the results. I just described it. Yes, sir.
Push yourself.
Okay, push yourself. Yes, Ahmed.
Send more structure.
Okay, more structure. Ahmed?
Put an incline on that.
Put an incline on that.
Make yourself uncomfortable.
Make yourself uncomfortable.
Focus.
Focus, yes.
Change your diet.
Change your diet.
No more smoothies.
Huh?
Yeah, up your game. No more smoothies.
No more smoothies? Are the smoothies the problem? Yes.
Seek advice from people that have the results that you want.
Seek advice from people that have results? I would say probably what everybody's alluding to is you need to turn up the intensity. Like, your intensity is just too low. You're going on a scale of 1 to 10, you're on 1. Everything that you're doing is on 1. Now, the thing is, a lot of people, when they're attending classes, they attend with that level of intensity, that same level. They're coming, they're chilling, the treadmill's on 1, they're gonna go have cookies outside, they're gonna meet their friends, and then they're like, SubhanAllah, I've been attending the masjid for like 10 years, I'm not a scholar yet. So the question is, how would you advise that person to increase their intensity? Right now they come, they sit, they listen, they benefit from the dhikr, right? But they don't remember anything when it's time to remember anything. So how do they turn up the intensity? What would we do to, let's say, bring it up to a 5? Let's bring it up to a 4. What would it look like? Yes.
Like, pay more attention and write notes.
Okay, so number one, write notes. What else? Yes?
Reflecting on what you learned after the session with your friends instead of maybe talking about other things.
Okay, so reflecting on what you learned after the session with your friends instead of talking about other things. Yes?
More discipline.
What's your name, Shiv?
Kareem.
Kareem, yes. It takes me 7 times, Kareem, so that's number 2. What do you mean by more discipline? What does that look like?
More discipline in your aspect of life, so it's the way you attack something. So
okay, but we're looking specifically at this context, the halaqah. How do we increase it from a 1 to a 4? What would that look like? Yes?
You can, I guess, maybe record the lecture and listen to it again.
Okay, so listening it to it again, so record it and then listen to it again, or listen to the recording online. Very good. What else? Yes? Okay, so sit in the front, not the back. Shout out to the people in the back. Yes. Yes. Sisters, what else do you got? Yes, Muhammad.
Put your hand up and ask questions.
Okay, ask questions. Yes.
Take notes.
Okay, so we have take notes already. Yes.
Transcribe the audio and give an AI to summarize and give.
Transcribe the audio. Yes.
Interact with the lesson with the people around you.
Okay, interact with the lesson with people around you. So are we still at 4 or should we take it up a notch? Yes.
Apply one thing every week.
Okay, apply something, practicing it, yes?
Make a Quizlet about it.
Huh?
Make a Quizlet about it.
Make a Quizlet about it, very good. So we're still at 4. Let's say, what would 7 look like? I'm interested, what would 7 look like? Yes?
Teach it to others.
Okay, so excellent, so teach it to others.
Make dua to remember.
Okay, so make dua to remember it. Yes, did you have your hand up?
I did.
Yes.
It was, like, normally with any lecture, there's always something that you hear that you don't know about. Go and delve into that topic.
Okay, so do more research on the topic. So this is an interesting part that I heard today, and now I'm going to go and explore it more. Absolutely, researching it. Absolutely. What else? What else? Anything else? We're at 7. Did we max out, or is there still 10? Yes?
Write it on your own words, what you understood.
Okay, so what you understood in your own words. Very good. Yes?
What you learn, apply to yourself.
Okay, apply what you learn. Okay, so we're still at 7. Now we're gonna turn it all the way up. Now we're going psycho. What is 10? Yes.
Hang out with the gym.
Hang out with the gym? Okay, that's not 10, that's like 1. That's what everybody does. That's what everybody does anyway. So what's 10? Yes.
Forget about everything else while you're there.
Forget about everything else while you're there, yes?
Read the book.
Read the book? That's not 10, brother. But yeah, read the book. Like, I'll give you guys an example of what 10 is. Imam al-Shafi'i went to go study the Muwatta with Imam Malik. Muwatta is Imam Malik's book of hadith. Okay? Around, I think, if I remember correctly, like 7,000 hadith. Imam al-Shafi doesn't read the book. He memorizes the book. And then he goes to Imam Malik. Okay? Imagine someone comes up to you and says, I memorized your book. Like, that's 10. So now, I'm so familiar with your book, I'm not here to necessarily be exposed to information for the first time. That's not why I'm here. I'm here because I've been wrestling with these 3 or 4 or 5 or 10 thoughts about this book that I want to engage you with. You know, I had Dr. Hatim Hajj Habibullah. One time Sheikh Salah was coming, this was back when I lived in New York. Sheikh Salah would come to the East Coast and he would come and he would give seminars. And so I remember one time he was coming to give a seminar on a book that he had written. And Dr. Hatim Hajj asked me, and he said, you know, did you read the book? And I said, no, I didn't. And he said to me, I would never do that. He said, I would never attend a scholar's session on a book of his without having read his book beforehand. Like, I'm not coming to be exposed for the first time. And then he told me, he said, you know, Imam al-Shafi memorized Imam Malik's book before meeting him. You know, and I was always a smart aleck. I'm like, I'm not Imam al-Shafi and stuff like that. But Allah forgive me, but the point here, and I'm doubling down, the point is that that's something like, that's high level. Like, for example, you have a visiting scholar coming to Houston, coming on a topic that, you know what, they're going to lecture on. I could just go and this isn't a movie. I'm not, like, being exposed to the information before isn't a spoiler. Like, I'm going for the purpose of engaging this person. So I go up and I look up his lectures or her lectures on the topic beforehand, similar topics, and I figure out what's their thought process. What are their, you know, what are their arguments? What are their claims? What are their positions? And I study it and I learn it. And I prepare it like I'm coming to teach it. I prepare it like I'm coming to teach it.